Hey guys, welcome back to Slightly Spiritual. Today we have somebody that is very near and dear to both Cindy and I, who we both work with to build our businesses. She is an absolutely amazing human. So welcome, Steph Beagle. She is a brand whisperer, strategic connector, multi-passionate entrepreneur, and the founder of Beagle Brand Consulting. Her mission is to empower female founders in the wellness and lifestyle space to build, ignite, and accelerate their brands. With over 20 years of a diverse experience spanning talent management, celebrity endorsements, digital ad tech, and advertising, sales, and business startups, Steph has developed an unparalleled ability to drive results and spark meaningful connections. As co-host of the Well Behaved podcast, her firsthand founder's experience and deep-rooted passion for the wellness industry shine through. Today, we'll be discussing how to sell yourself, the energy of sales, tips, no matter what industry you're in, self-confidence. How do you develop it? How do you develop unshakable confidence? Blending intuition with concrete business advice. We're going to discuss her stint on TV and how she turned that into a long opportunity of longevity, a little bit of manifesting and timeline. So, Steph, thank you for joining us on your Monday morning.
Oh my God, this sounds so fun and it's so awkward. Typically, I'm on the other side saying bios, so my face is like really red. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful intro, and I'm so happy to be with you both.
We're so excited.
So excited. Cindy, do you want to talk a little bit about how you met Steph before we jump into things?
Oh God. Yes. But do I remember is the
I'm like, I'm so glad you asked Cindy this question.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, my brain just was like backtracking. God, I mean, I know I have a vivid memory of you sitting on my couch in my apartment in Chicago in the Gold Coast when I started doing readings, and you were there with your co-host of Well Behaved,
Lauren,
Lauren.
yep.
I was going to say Abney, but I was like, that's not her real name. That's
Yes,
her last name.
yeah,
So I was like,
that works. That
it's
works.
her first name, Lauren. And yeah, I remember having like conversations about like, what are you going to do and work? But I don't remember how we got like connected.
And I feel like we met, like, I think I had like a reading with you ahead. I think it was one of those, like, I mean, you would pop up at different places in Chicago, and I found you, and the rest is history,
And the
right?
rest
But
is history.
that was a long time ago,
Yeah,
like
that was
maybe
6 years ago.
seven. I
Yes.
was gonna say seven
Yeah.
or eight, but great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's you're probably closer to seven. I mean, I started my business in 2018, I think, and I probably met you soon after that. So yeah.
Wait, I
2017.
can't believe this
2017.
because hashtag
2017.
pregnancy brain, but I actually remember where I met you. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Well, we had our first meeting at the Wing when the Wing was open.
Oh my God. Wow.
I know, I know.
Throwback.
I don't know if anyone else will feel as excited about my remembering that, but like
I'm
that feels
excited.
like a yeah, that feels like a win. And I remember you
Totally.
sharing kind of, we were so intrigued by finding someone that was a little woo but came from the corporate world, and we're
Yeah.
like, we love her, like let's have more of her. So here we are. I
Here we
answered the
are.
question after all.
I'm so glad you remembered. I just remember the, I remember just being like, and just watching you evolve, which is one of the questions we're jumping all around, but that's one of the questions I get a lot from clients that I feel like you would be lovely to share your journey of like, I remember sitting you on my couch, me across from you, talking about like, when am I gonna meet my person? Am I ever gonna have kids? What am I gonna do with my life? Like, I like what I'm doing, but I don't know if it's it. And I remember saying, like, it's a combination of all the things, and your person is coming, and it's a combination of all the things. And you were like, that's not gonna work. And I'm like, well, it is, because that's what they're telling me. And now here you are today. So I don't know. Do you want to share a little bit about that of like where you were then, how you like chose what you're doing today, or did it choose you? For anyone who is stuck in that moment of like, I know this isn't it, but I can't see the path or what the next thing is, like tips, advice.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it's like the wildest question because it's so much easier in hindsight to look back and be like, be patient or trust the universe, right? But like when I was in it, I definitely like challenged the universe a lot. And I would come to you and come to everyone else in my life and be like, but like, what's meant for me? But I do still feel like everything kind of chose me slash I believed, I trusted my gut and I believed in the universe. Like I love signs. I think a lot of people, intuition isn't something that they trust. And for me, like I knew life amongst all of these things, meeting my man, starting my business, like I knew that it would be a journey and that everything I was doing, I had to trust was just a stepping stone to get to where I am today. And looking back, I think for someone who loves to be in control, that was a hard thing to relinquish the power to be like, but when? Like, I remember I would come to you and be like, when am I gonna meet my guy? Right? Like, what does he look like? What's his name? And you're like, patience, right? But I do believe I'm someone who tries as much as I can to trust my gut and my intuition and to trust that the universe has my back and that what's meant for me will come to me. And I felt like each of these chapters, I had to just remind myself. It was like a narrative that I had to make sure, like a talk track, like step into your power. What's the worst that's going to happen? Right? Like every failure is one step closer to your success. Like it sounds like I'm literally reciting from like a dorky, spiritual book, but like I really do believe that. And I can look at the three of you, the two of us, the three of us today and say, my life isn't perfect. It's not exactly what I thought it would be, but I think that I really find a lot of resonance and a lot of power in knowing that like this is where I'm supposed to be. Did that answer anything? I think it did, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No, it
so
totally did. It definitely did. I think that's the hardest part when you're in that moment is no one can really tell you what's going to be next because it's not like your destiny is your destiny, but like how you get there is where free will comes in. So when people always ask me things like, when's it gonna happen? I'm like, well, I know it's going to happen. I see it. But like that's where free will comes in is like you making decisions and you choosing things and you following your gut and you doing what's right for you and you taking the actions is what's going to get you there. And those things I can't like, I mean, no one can really tell you those things, right?
no.
So.
And I actually love, like, for me as a doer, I think that what you just said is like, is so, it connects with me. It's like, you just have to keep doing and keep moving and keep. People ask me all the time, well, like, how did you meet your man or how did you start your business? It's like, you take one step forward, right? Like, you don't sit where you are. Because I do remember saying, like, and it sounds so dorky, but like, sitting on my couch, like, hiding behind the dating apps or thinking about creating business plans and never actually acting on them, like for two amazing boss babes in front of me, like you know that you can't build your business by doing nothing. Like you have to do something. So like big steps or small steps, I always say to people, like just start or like move in the direction of like a forward trajectory versus standing still because not much will change if you do nothing. Like, may sound easy, may sound simple, but I believe in that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and you have to take one step forward. I would often say to some people too, like the universe isn't going to give you more if you're not doing something with what they've already given you, like that idea or that thing or the, I don't know, the invite to the party or whatever. If you don't start saying yes to some of those things, they're not going to give, the universe isn't going to give you more because you're not doing anything with what they already gave you. You know what I mean? So
100%.
it's so simple, but it's not always the easiest to implement of just starting, but that is like what to do next.
I
Beautiful. We got
think
on a set
too,
tangent.
like something that's been huge for me in my personal growth and my business growth has just been gratitude. Like trying to actively practice gratitude for like everything the universe gives me, even if it's like the smallest thing. And I feel like it helps you then to attract in more. 'Cause if you're sitting there like,
Totally.
why have I not met my man? Why, is my business not larger? Like whatever it is, then that's the energy that the universe is going to match versus like, I am so
Totally.
grateful for what I have. Like, I'm so grateful for the growth that I've had, even if it's incremental. I think it's huge. It's so hard to move forward.
I also laugh. It's like slightly spiritual. Like you, it doesn't have to be this huge gratitude practice. Like I love that you like sometimes it's enough to wake up and just be like, I'm proud of myself. Like it's not exactly what I imagined, but like I'm here today and I'm showing up, especially as it relates to business or I mean honestly for every aspect of your life. Like Ellie, I love that because it's like I think a lot of times we get stuck by feeling like the practice is so big, right? Like the gratitude practice or hi, it's really daunting as someone who has dreams one day of being an entrepreneur to be like, I'm gonna build a business. Like, excuse my language, but how the fuck do you get there? Right. So like I love the idea of being as simple as gratitude, being grateful. I always say this, like Cindy, we talk about this a lot, like celebrating little wins. Like you set up your LLC, like like or how about you tell a friend that you like wanna you have an intention to set a business. Like I always say to people, like it doesn't have to be the big huge steps. Like be grateful for those little things along the way. Otherwise, like I don't know. I don't know how anyone does it, right?
No. Oh my God. No, it would just feel too daunting and too much to take on, and then you stay paralyzed. And I think what's interesting about this conversation so far is I've heard that like intuition is huge, and kind of like this inner knowing and belief and breaking things down into small segments. And I think along with that, and along with like believing in your intuition, believing in yourself is confidence. And I think, Steph, you are like one of the most confident people that I know. And that's why whenever I have a problem, I call you and I'm like, Steph. So something that I have really been working on is like developing my confidence, developing like unshakable confidence and confidence that does not depend on anybody else, right? Like it comes from within. So I'm curious to know, as one of the most confident people that I know, have you always been that way? Is it something that you've had to work on? Like what is the secret sauce?
I love this because I don't like I celebrate and say thank you for saying that I'm confident, but like there's so many days that I have imposter syndrome, like we all do. But I would say to you that the confidence definitely builds over time. I think age and wisdom. I'm an older lady now who's lived
Oh
a lot
my
of life.
God.
I'm kidding. But you know, like once you get through something or once you we all know, like you jump in the and we say I love the saying, like leap and the net will appear, and then like the net actually appears, and you're like, okay, cool, I can do this. Let's keep
Yeah.
going. But what I'll say to you is, and this is very much a me thing, but I always like to say to myself, what's the worst that can happen, right? And I go one step further, which is maybe a little psychotic, but here we are. And I actually think about like what those scenarios look like where the worst happens, and it somehow brings me back to being confident in the outcome. Like I know, again, sounds a little weird, but like I say to both of you a lot of times, like get out of your own way. Like
Yes.
we all kind of act from a place, I think, of insecurity. Like I think there's levels and there's a spectrum of insecurity. I think life and experiences help us build like this bank of confidence that's like, hey, like I'm still alive. You know, the bottom didn't fall out. But I do urge people to A, say like get out of your own way, or like how easy is it? I always laugh. My husband will give me advice and I'm like, do you ever listen to your own advice? Like we're all so good at giving advice, building each other up. But as humans, like get out of our own way. And if it makes you feel better, like think about the worst case scenarios and like come back to this place of like, I've got this, right? Like I can do this. And almost like that planning to me gives me confidence. And sometimes you have to just like own it and run with it versus like sit in the muck of overthinking. And believe me, like I do this too, but I don't think you get anywhere. It goes back to where we started. Keep moving forward. Like take action, be a doer. Like if you sit and act from a place of insecurity, like you're holding yourself back, and it's easier said than done. Completely admit it, but it feels really damn good when you step into your power and you're like, okay, like I thought about the worst thing and I got this. Let's go.
Yeah, I love that.
I think imposter syndrome is so prevalent with women
Oh, yeah.
and especially women entrepreneurs. And I don't know like where this has come from. I've been reflecting about it a lot lately in my own life of is this like a collective wound? Is this a me wound? Is it both? Is it, but that imposter syndrome, man, it is
It's
rough.
real. It's
It's
real.
real and it's rough and it like sabotages the, it. I like self-sabotage all the time
Oh,
from it.
100%. I heard someone told me like 10 years ago, they're like, men will sit and like, again, I'm generalizing, okay? But men will sit and they'll be like, this is how much I make. Like, I just got this raise. Like they're so confident in the transparency and that they deserve to be where they are. Like, Cindy, I like wildly agree with you. It's sad, sure, but it like to me, that's one of those things. Like I to both of you so quickly can be like, you're amazing. Look at what you've built. Like, get out of your own way. Like, let's talk about it. Like, I try to practice with my inner circle. I always try to find people who believe I can do anything, right? And who like support, whether or not they really believe that, like support me being someone who's always like a work in progress, trying to be better, you know, break my own glass ceilings. Like, but women especially, like insecurity, imposter syndrome, like it's such a real thing. And all I say is like continue to find people in your life that really do like support where you want to go, not where you are and not where you've been. Because we're gonna get in our own way, right? And we don't want to hold ourselves back.
Well, that's why I love working with you. And that's kind of how this all, why I started, well, I think it was around the same time you were launching your business, but really was like, you were like floating ideas out there. And I was like, how do I do this? I want to work with you. I'm like, I need this. I need this. I need this now. I'm like immediately. And you're like, well, I'm gonna start. And I was like, okay, when? Like, sign me up. Sign me up now. I was like all up at it. So I totally agree. And that's definitely what you do for me. And I'm sure for all the other women that you work with. And one of the things we wanted to ask you about too is I love that you're really good at blending the practical business side of things with also like the intuitiveness when you're working with someone. So I don't know if you have a formula for this or if you like have advice about like how to blend the two or if you, I don't know, you're so good at, and I also love that working with you're like a sounding board for me because when you're alone in your business, it's just me asking me about things and I'm like, I don't know. And then I'm like asking myself and I'm like, well, I don't know. So I'm like, I need someone else to bounce ideas off of. So I just thank you for that. Like you're so good at
No,
being a
oh,
sounding
I
board.
love. There's nothing more fun than getting. It's funny. I'm like both of you. I love having my own business, but I really love the magic of building with someone else or having a thought partner, right? And like, I always say to people, find a thought partner, whether it's like, you know, in the way that we work, or if it's a friend you trust, like. It gets lonely, or you can sit and overanalyze and overthink something for literally, like that. I always say, like, blending the art and science, like in building a business, like call it intuition, but also like business. I think that for me, systems, organization, like I try to bring in the tactical and the reason, science-based, like does this actually make sense? But at the same time, like almost like pulling it all together. I'm trying to give like a real life example, but like a lot of times I'll be like, okay, like write down your content pillars, like write down the messages that you're trying to say, and then like go sit with it, like go shower with it, go simmer. Like that's where the intuition comes in for me. 'Cause like I think so often we force this like business robotic sense of doing things. And like, I do believe trust in yourself or trust in someone else. Like, you can't always just like come up with it and run with it and own it. And like, it doesn't always have to be so mathematical and so scientific. So, is it a formula? No, but yes, right? Like, I love coming at it with like, you know, pros and cons lists or doing competitive diligence to look at like what else is going on in my space. And like, I come at it with a scientific lens and perspective, but then I always create space for me to like connect to it and see how it feels and like make sure it feels like Ellie all the time. We're like, does this feel on brand for you? Does it feel authentic for you? Like, it doesn't matter how much it makes sense mathematically or from a business sense. Like, if it doesn't feel like you're showing up as your organic and authentic true self, like, fuck it. Right. So I think that to me is the formula. Like just making sure you create space to connect to it as a human, as you, versus just like running with things and being like, well, this makes sense because these other businesses and brands did it this way. Right. I think that makes sense to me.
I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, we can get into compare and despair mode all the time. Like, well, this worked for that person. This worked. This person's doing that. This person's doing retreats. I should be doing. And it's like, but then if you're not feeling it, or if you're not authentic to you, then it's no matter how hard you try, it's gonna fall flat.
Gonna fall flat. You're so right. Parents, I love that. Like, I don't love the idea of it, but I love what you called it. It's true.
Compare and despair. Yeah, I do that. I've been doing that a lot lately. But then also, I do it circling back to the whole like confidence thing is sometimes when I'm feeling really low, I like book a session with somebody or just like creep in and like a research onto someone else's thing. And then I'm like, wait, I spent $250 for this. And I'm like, I'm doing way more and I'm charging not like, and I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm no, it, like, you know, so sometimes it can be a good thing to just like do the market research, but then you don't want to sit there and compare and despair constantly of like, well, this person's doing this person's doing that. You also don't know what's going on behind the scene. This might be a little taboo. I don't want to trigger anybody, but I just want to say that, you know, some of these entrepreneurs out there have someone bankrolling them or have a husband that's like footing all the bills, or they're putting all the money that they're making back into their business and not taking any money because they don't need it because their husband's, you know, so you never know what's going on behind this. I'm not saying it's happening to everyone out there, but sometimes I look at things and I'm like, how are they doing this? And the math isn't mathing. And then someone's like, dude, their husband's like a millionaire. I'm like, oh, okay, just checking. Like, so again, you just gotta watch that. Like, you never know what's going on, and that's why you have to do what's right for you. To your point, Steph, you gotta do like, does it feel authentic? Does it feel organic? Does it feel like something you want to do? Because sometimes you can't keep up with everyone else, but you also don't have all the same resources as everyone else. Like, if we all started from the same place, then yeah, we could all be doing these things, but we're doing the best with what we have. And I think you say that to me a lot. Like, you're doing the best with what you got. Like, you say it literally all the time. I think it's every session.
I'll also, yeah, clear, a broken record, hashtag broken record. I'll also say, like, something that I like going back to that confidence piece, something that I remind myself often, like, there's enough to go around. Like, I always think about, like, people will say to me, well, someone else did this, or someone else, there's so many people in this space, or like, I don't know, like, believe me, I feel this way. Like, I'm a brand consultant. There's 4,000 million trillion of those. Like, what makes me special? But then I wake up every day and I'm like, look at the beautiful work I get to do with humans that I love. And like, maybe I'm not making as much money as someone else. Like, the compare and despair. Like, all I would say is when you're about to leap or jump from a business perspective specifically, I'm not saying there's enough men or women to go around or partners or, but like, from a business perspective, there is enough to go around. And I think jealousy and competitiveness, especially. And then again, I hate to say it with women, but like, there are enough clients, there's enough business, there's an abundance, right? So, like, go into that. One of the biggest things, like, I love the topic of like connection and networking. Like, do things for people without needing something in return. You know, connect with humans because they may light you up and they may fill your cup. Like, go at it with this idea of there's an abundance, do good. Karma is a real thing. Like, we talk about intuition, we talk about spirituality. Like, that's where I get spiritual in business, is like, I don't do things for the paycheck per se. I love money. I'm not scared to say that, right? But I do things that I call people into my universe because it feels good. And I think that that's like, I went on my own tangent just now. You're welcome. But I do feel like that's a thing. So, just I'll leave that right here.
Perfect. Loved it.
I also think it's interesting listening to us talking about like women, not like women supporting women, like that's not exactly what we said, but it's something we should all do, right? And I think so often, especially as entrepreneurs, especially as female entrepreneurs, we feel like we have to do it all alone. And in reality, we don't. And that's something I only figured out in December when I found you on Intro and booked with you and was like, I need somebody to talk to about this. because I can't talk to my employees about this. You know, it's not appropriate. And, you know, my husband, God love him, knows nothing about PR, knows nothing about, you know, what I do. He's a finance guy and like so very different perspective than
Totally.
I need. And I was like, all right, this isn't working. And I booked a session with you. And it was like in that first session that I was like, this is amazing. I should have done this sooner. And why did I have the limiting belief that like I had to figure it all out by myself to be successful? Like, that's just not the reality of things.
I love you and I thank you and like, oh my God. Like I remember at the beginning thinking, I have so many questions. Like, do I want to be an LLC or an S corp? Do I want to be, do I need to have like payroll? Like, I mean, so many, like, how do you build a brand? Like, do I have a graphic designer? Like, why is it that we feel like it's embarrassing or lesser that we have to go as entrepreneurs, go do it alone? Like, remember, no one does it alone. And it doesn't make you any less of an expert or good at what you do if you have to ask questions. Like that is like so important. I mean, I catch people all the time being like, I don't know if I should ask someone that. It's like, yes, we all ask questions at the beginning, right? Like that makes you better. And why do you have to go fail at something or go talk to 46 accountants before like you get to an answer? It's there if there could be more sharing and more support of yes for each other. Like, call it women empowerment, call it empowerment in general. I ask a lot of dudes a lot of questions too. Like it's not a bad thing to ask questions when you're starting out, and I would just remind everyone, like everyone does. So like it's on you, like you're getting in your own way once again if you don't, because it's a magical thing when someone can like help you. And believe me, I think it's so cool because we'll all pay it forward. I'm sure we do, right? For
Oh
sure.
yeah. Oh yeah. I think too, you know, when we're thinking about like what it takes to be an entrepreneur or what it takes to start a business, and once again, like going back to limiting beliefs that we have mostly around like sales and selling yourself and talking about yourself and talking about what you do. And I don't know if it was you, Steph, or Cindy earlier that said like men have no issue being like, I got this raise, I got this promotion, I'm working on
Literally.
this project, you know, blah blah blah. But and I'm sure it's a universal thing. I'm sure it's not just women that have this issue, but I find it so hard to sell myself, which is hilarious because I'm a publicist and I sell everybody else.
Literally.
Journalists, like it's my business, which it literally is. Do you have any like insights on sales or selling yourself or anything that like people can walk away from and be like, okay, I can do that. Like that's approachable.
I mean, let's see here. First and foremost, I don't be afraid to ask the people in your inner circle to help promote you. Sometimes that feels better, right? Like, or like I even think about like Cindy, sometimes you'll share something from our work and I'm like wildly grateful, right? Like, so don't be afraid to kind of like create organic ambassadors out of the people in your life. And like, you know, if it feels more comfortable to ask them to share, like about your work or to repost or to send an email or to make a soft intro, like it doesn't always have to come from you, right? And I said it before, but I'll say it again. Figure out how to sell yourself that feels authentic to you, whether it's the language, whether it's the platform. Like for me, I kind of become self-deprecating and I do it on social. I'm like, business speaks here, you know, like I make fun of myself a little, but it works for me, right? Or I'll say to someone like, there's literally no pressure, but like this is the work that I'm doing. I'll send an email out to like 20, 25 people in my network. This is the work that I'm doing. If you have anyone in your world that you want to connect me to, like I'll soft sell, right? So I don't think it always has to be like I was in advertising sales for 10 years and like, you know, I would always call myself a strategic seller, and all that meant was I was a relationship seller. I built relationships first, and it's not like I was like doing this inauthentically, but I was building relationships and friendships, and it was a lot easier to ask for something when like you showed up as your real self. So like if you the more you can do that, I think the better. And I really do believe, like I said this earlier, and now it actually makes sense here, but I used to always say there's nothing worse than when you're reaching out to someone and you're asking them for something. Like I haven't talked to you, Cindy, in 10 years. And I'm like, hey, can you like make an intro to me to Allie? She would be really great for me to like work with. So from a networking connection perspective, reach out when you don't have a reason to. And it's a lot easier to go back in and sell yourself when you've maintained that relationship and you've done so from like without motives, without any type of like need. It's a lot more magical. So I would, in short or in long, really, I think hard selling is really hard, but if you can soft sell by really building relationships, doing things without motivations or too many motives, and like figure out a way to like sell yourself that feels in your voice and your language very aligned with you, like it no longer becomes selling, it just becomes you showing up as yourself.
May I add one thing to that
Oh my God,
beautiful?
you may. Oh, you may.
The other thing I want people to think about is how do you like to be sold to? Why do you buy things? Why do you consume something? Why did you go buy that, I don't know, like face thing or reading or whatever, right? And then I often find that like the way if you can flip it on its head, like how do you like to, then sh
Love
that's
that.
authentic to you, right? Because it resonated with you, and therefore, when you're sharing things that resonate with you, then you're also attracting in people who like that or resonate with that, and then you'll be able to have a more long-term like connection, or to your point, like network with them as well, because you're already in this resonance of like they consume the way you consume and like things that you like, and then you're just gonna keep growing and evolving, and hopefully, you know, continuing to sell down the road as you change, because you don't want to stay stuck doing the exact same thing forever and ever. That's like boring, right? Like you'll probably evolve and do different things with your business as well. So I always think like, how do I like to consume things? I don't put things out there that like I wouldn't want to buy or I wouldn't want to do, because that just, I
Totally.
don't want to do it that way.
Yeah. I love that. And honestly, one thing off of your, it's like, how do people out there, like I have a friend who's a founder and she does Female Founder Fridays and she just like authentically, Dana does it, right? Like Dana's amazing and she does it not to get free things and she does it not to be like, I'm checking off the box of female empowerment. She does it because like she actually loves engaging with the founders and showing new brands. So like figure out, I love what you said, like how do you consume and who do you look at and respect for the way that they sell themselves? And it's like you don't have to copy them. Like I'm not gonna go do female founder, but I will find what feels good to me and try to embody those characteristics that she brings in. Which I look at it and I'm like, it's totally real, whether she's selling or not. Like, I'm buying it, you know? Cool. I love that.
So good. Can we take a pivot and talk? Because we have to talk about manifesting with you and timelines. Like, I want to talk about like your life and just like, you know, having your first baby later in life and meeting people. So I don't know how we want to start talking about this, but we have to talk about those two things, because I feel like there's always this pressure again of like, we're running out of time, running out of time, there's not enough time. I'm this age, I should be doing this, or I'm not where I thought I would be. And yet there's still time for everything to happen. Like, I feel like
Totally. Oh, this one's
so.
such a hard one for me because I hate the clock, right? But the clock is real for women, like in terms of your body clock. I mean, like it's like, oh my God, I feel like I'm in like eighth grade women's whatever you took women's studies class. But my biggest thing here is never settle. Or like if you're gonna settle, like I always love to say, like, settle on what you're gonna eat for dinner, settle on like you want to try out like balayage and your hair color. You could always change it back. But like, are you going to really settle when it comes to finding your partner in life? Like, do whatever business you lean into. Like, if that's where you want to settle, like, I'm sorry, because that's gonna suck. Right? So I do feel like the one thing that I always committed to was never settling and manifesting a life that called in abundance whenever it made sense for me. I am not saying that was easy, and I'm not saying that every day I woke up and was like, this is fun. I'm not lonely. I'm not sure if this is all going to happen. I remember there was, I say this to my husband all the time. I'm like, I've got to a point where I'm like, I might not have a family. I might not have a baby because this clock and timeline says that like I'm nearing 40 and I may not have it. And then all I'll say is that I manifested that I could have it all. What that really looks like I am very open and I share this. I love my husband so much. I did not manifest meeting a man who owns a sports bar and who like doesn't come home at normal hours and makes me eat dinner at 8 o'clock. Like, he's a great, but like I go for anyone in Chicago, I go to Sluggers. Like I used to on Sundays go to like I had a wellness days, and now I go to like Sluggers. It's not on brand, but I manifested finding someone who has a beautiful heart, who had similar values, who wanted to start a family, who supports me day in and day out. I manifested finding a way to drive a business forward that filled my cup and I get to like meet amazing humans. Like I manifested all that. I manifested it in some like dorky ways where I would write shit down and I would call it out, or I would sit with you, Cindy, sometimes and manifest it. I mean, I paid someone once like a lot of dollars to manifest my fiance. It was weird. Hey, here we are. But
Wait, did it work though? Or we need to just circle back on that.
I don't know how we say that that worked, because it was like one of 76 things I did. But I found a note the
Okay.
other day where like I manifested by writing out exactly, like someone once said to me, like, manifest what it feels like or what it looks like when he holds your hand. I mean, I wrote down some weird shit and I found that note the other day. So I did manifestation practices, but I really do just believe that for me, manifesting was like saying it out loud, saying it in my head, and saying that I deserved it. Like that was it. You know?
Yeah, that last
And here
piece,
we
we
are.
deserve it. Like, that's a big part of it.
And being open, like, I think that's one thing. I thought there was years, and honestly, I remember sitting with you on your couch talking about this. Like, I remember once you said to me, I wish like I could go play back. I always play back our sessions. I remember once I'm like, I'm open to finding the right guy. And you're like, you don't feel like you're open. And I was like, fuck you, Cindy. You know, like, but that is like a real thing, right? Like, I feel like a lot of people go through all this time and practices to call in and set intention to spend money and manifest and do all this shit. And like, but you're not really open. And I didn't know what that meant. And I think there were times in my life where I wasn't. I was really committed to like making money and building my career, and I wasn't really creating space or intention or like or any type of openness. Like you said that you felt like I had energy that was like calling off finding my partner. So I don't know what that means, but I'll let you talk about that piece of it. But like that is a real thing too. I think like actually being open, if you think you're open, what does that look like?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that for just a moment, if you don't mind going into it, which is, I think the last time I did couch sessions at my
Yeah.
apartment was pre-COVID. So
True.
pre-pandemic, so it was 2019, right? So at least 2019.
Yep.
So how soon after that did you, and I remember we did like the in-person, your mom came at the pop-up at something
At
yoga
Yoga 2.0.
studio. Yeah. And I remember talking about it then too. And your mom was, I remember reading for your mom actually. I probably shouldn't, well,
That's
you already
great.
met
Go
the guy,
there.
so I guess it doesn't matter. And I was like, for her, I was like, it's going to happen. I was like, it was so clear. Like, it was like her people were behind her being like, tell her to shut up. It's going to be fine. She needs to stop worrying about it. It's happening. It's already emotion. And I was like, I don't, like, as far as I know, she hasn't met anybody, but like, okay. So yeah, that was that. So then, but how soon after that did you meet him? And how did you meet him? I don't know if I know the story.
Great question. Oh my God, it's a good one. I
Because
met
all of that
him.
had to be in 2019 because it was all in
Yeah, it was
person and
all I
then the
yeah.
whole world shut down. So,
My husband is a COVID husband, whatever that
oh,
means. I met him in COVID. I feel like there are people you'll like
there
they
are.
loved. They love to be like, we met in COVID. Because I remember also, like, we live in Chicago and we went to dinner and sat outside. And that was like a really big deal, right? Like,
Yeah.
we were allowed to to do that. But it was also funny because I think about I met him at a time like I was someone who loved going to concerts, jet setting, traveling, and I met him during a time that I was way more open because I had to physically and forcefully slow down thanks to a global pandemic. So we met, we actually met at a wedding a year before that, or yeah, a year before that. He wasn't ready. He had been through a divorce. It was like not, it wasn't on his timeline. You know, he was very sweet and stubborn man. His mom came home from like one of my best friend's wedding showers. She's friends with her mom, la la la. She's like, I met a cute girl. And he was like, not interested, you know, one of those cute things. And then finally came around. Okay. We met and everything just like happened. Like, I actually think back because I remember being like, this is slow. Let's go. LFG. But it all happened like, I guess, somewhat fast considering I think we've been together for like 4.5 years and we've gotten engaged, married, and I'm having a baby in 6 weeks. So, like, I guess I like to do things quickly. But yes, I met him. Before we actually, a year before we actually went out, but he had to like meet me on his own terms. And we had a 4 hour COVID outside date. And there was tequila and there was shellfish, which are two of my favorite things in the world. And I liked him. And he also, the most important thing I think everyone needs to know is he wore bell bottom jeans to our first date.
Oh boy.
And yeah, they were like flare jeans. But I remember being like the true Stephanie Beagle in me was like, this is so confusing. And I remember my friends being like, you can change that. I'm like, I think he actually likes his jeans. And guys, he wears tight jeans now sometimes, just letting you know. It's important. It's really important to know. And I love him. I know.
He wears
So
bell-bottom jeans and you still love him.
I think that was like a big thing. I got he like stepped out of the
Yeah.
car, opened the door. And I was like, he's so cute. What is he wearing? He's like a vintage man. He kind of like looks like he's like came off the bus of Almost Famous, the movie. He's like a vintage, you know? And here we are. But if he wants our kid to wear bell bottom jeans, I'm fine with it. He often says to me, Harry Styles does it. I'm like, you're not Harry Styles, David Strauss.
Harry Styles bell-bottom jeans are also like custom Gucci. So I feel like
This
that doesn't
is
count.
true.
I mean, it doesn't mean that I like them or like anyone should wear them,
Totally.
but like,
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
guess if somebody was paying me a lot of money to wear like custom Gucci bell-bottom jeans, I would do it.
Also, yeah,
I would
exactly.
sell out for sure.
One important thing I'll say is that in going back to manifesting and how I met my man, I had a list of 18 things. And I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not 18 things that I was looking for in a man. Okay. Everything from like someone who was driven, who had great family, like very specifically wrote out that list. I'm sure a lot of us do. David has probably like 50% of the things on that list. But there were things on the list that I forgot to write, like someone who is a great human, someone who has a big heart, someone who just like loves me unconditionally. So all I'll say is like maybe ditch your list, right? Or hold lightly to them. And I think perfection as it relates to partnership is not a thing. But when I think back to that list, I'm happy that I wrote it. Because it guided me in a way to call in someone meaningful and not settle. But at the end of the day, I married a man who had like less than probably 50% of those things on my list because I just didn't know what was important. And then you meet someone and you're like, oh wow, like probably should have included that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's what, going back to your question of like, what did you mean when you said you weren't necessarily open? That's what I'm talking about. Is you have this
For
list where you
sure.
think this is absolutely everything I have to have. And then your person that you're with, that you're absolutely falling in love with, only has half of them. That's what I mean by like someone's heart when I read them might not be totally open, is if you're so married to a list and not necessarily being open to them dressing in a certain way or a different way or whatever,
So,
then you know what I mean? Then you're not
like you're
open.
not
Like
really
that's.
open, exactly.
Right, exactly. And I'm not saying you need to compromise on things that are really important to your point, but it's about like going a little bit beyond the surface to see if there's an actual like connection there. Also, so funny that like it sounds like from what you're saying, just to validate people out there who are like going through this or whatever, it sounds like at the time when I was reading for some with you had met him. You just didn't know it was him yet. You know what I mean? And that's where I tell people that like this is where free will and timing comes in. Like I don't know, like, 'cause you could have met at that one baby shower, wedding thing, whatever, and started dating then. And then it would have been a moot point that you were asking about this guy because you'd already met him. So like, it's just, it's funny the way that things come through in readings or like in someone in their life. Like, and I'm not saying you should pine over every guy you've ever met in the past. Like that's not necessarily it, but it's just funny that how the universe works and timing is really like, you can't mess it up. You can't mess it up.
Totally. I believe that now.
I know it's really hard in the moment. Really, really, really hard in the moment, but
I believe that dot 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 now. But yeah, it did not in, I did not in the moment either. But you are right. I mean, all those things that people say, like timing is every, like timing is literally everything, right? Because while I always say like, oh, you're so annoying. Like, why didn't you just talk to me a year ago? Right? Like, believe me, guys, this is the way I sit at home and I'm like, by the way, dude, you know, I could be a little younger right now if you just would have talked to me at that wedding, but he wasn't ready. And
no,
like,
yeah.
And we weren't ready. And I probably wasn't ready. It wasn't cool. Like I was still out there focusing and committing and spending my time doing a lot of other things. So, you know,
it'll happen when it happens when you're, when not only when you're ready, but I also feel like it's the, how do I put this? I feel like a lot of people really want the relationships, but then are really afraid of being seen that deeply too. Mm. And I think COVID forced a lot of people to really stop and see themselves and like slow down. So then it's a little less scary getting into a relationship. You're like, well, you've already faced a lot of your own fears. You've already had to, you know, sit at home and go through the scariness and all that stuff. So I think in a way that was one positive thing that came out of the pandemic was we were forced to see ourselves and like stop and look, and like now we can be a little more open, hopefully, in relationships or not be so afraid. Because a lot of people, have, yeah, like I said, want relationships or want the career, but are afraid to, you're deeply afraid of being seen or being like, witnessed in that way. So just
The magic of, I actually love flipping it a little bit, but I think we talk a lot about just like self-awareness and self-connectedness. Like it plays into all of the things we talked about today. So like, I think it's one of the strongest tools that anyone can have, like being self-aware or self-connected and spending the time to do so. And I think you're right. It's a scary place to sit sometimes, or it's a really beautiful place to sit. And it shows up in literally everything we've talked about today. But that practice to me, whatever you can do to become, to have like that relationship with self, like it is, it's the most important relationship, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. I think that that, no, go ahead, Cindy.
Oh, I was going to switch gears. So finish your thought. I was going to ask her one more thing.
No, switch gears. You go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up one last thing to kind of circle back and like kind of, and then like, I don't know, we can wrap up here, which is you do so many things. You have like your robe life on Instagram, which I still follow.
I forgot. Love you. Thank you. I haven't posted there in like 42 years.
I still follow it. I still love it. Every time you
thank
post
you.
There. You
thank
have
you.
Your tequila. You work with like tequila. I don't know if you work with a tequila brand or support, but you're always talking about your tequila when you're not pregnant, obviously. We're going to hope you're probably.
Thank you. Yeah.
You were on, you know, Very Cavallari. I don't know if you're on the one before the shows before that, but I know you're at least on Very Cavallari. You're on different shows. You know, you're out in the world. You're like doing things. Like, how do you keep it all together? And like, how, I mean, and do
oh,
you
I don't.
Find you
don't? I'm kidding. I was totally kidding. Yeah.
Give me all your secrets.
Yeah. And I also feel like it, like, you don't have to define yourself. Like you did the robe life thing, but now you're doing this other stuff. And then you have your podcast and you're a mom and you have your business and you're supporting your husband. And like I said, you're on this TV show and you have friends. Like, I'm like, I mean, are you exhausted?
Yeah, I'm tired. I was going to say, I'm really tired. I don't know if you can see that in my, I thank you for saying all that. And I would say sometimes I do worry that I do too much in general, but that's, here we are. But that like, then I don't do anything well. And I worry about that, but I've gotten past that. And I've said that for me, the most beautiful life is a dynamic one where you kind of are showing up in all these different ways, calling in different things. Like, I think there is like a limit to that for sure. But part of what I built this business around is like getting to fill my cup with things and people that bring me joy, whether that is my husband or is the two of you. I've built a business around that. Like my superpower is humans and connecting. And And yeah, sometimes I think it's confusing. Believe me, people come up to me, they're like, what are you doing right now? Like, you have your consulting business, you have the wall. Like, and I'm like, you know what? If that's the worst thing that people are like, I'm a little mysterious. No, I'm kidding. I just have to keep people on their toes. But all I would say is like, we don't all have to be one thing, right? And like, I think we're all three evidence of that. Like, I think it's really okay to, without spreading yourself too thin and without doing it without intention, like, everything that I spend my time doing, I really try to show up with purpose and intention and make sure I'm doing it for a reason, even if it's just because it makes me smile. But I think that's why I'm always a work in progress. That's why I'm always on a journey. That's why, like, I literally, like, the show was wildly fun. I'm always in a house of yes. I will say that I'm working on protecting my yes a little bit more.
Okay,
And
I like that.
I think protecting your yes allows room for like that no to actually be like way more powerful. But yeah, like we have one life to live. Like I'm definitely living it. And I'm a little tired, but that's okay. You know? No tips,
Confident.
just like good luck. Good luck to all of you humans out there. No
That's
tips.
great. Good luck.
Yeah.
Well, this was wonderful. Thank you so much, Steph, for taking the time
Sure.
and spending your Monday morning with us. For everybody listening, if you would like to connect with Steph, we will, of course, link everything in the show notes, but you can find her at SBeegs on Instagram. And if you want to book a session with her and work with her like we do, you can go to intro.co/Steph Beagle, and there's a bunch of different resources and options there. And of course, if you like Slightly Spiritual, please leave us a review on iTunes so we can bring more people into the community. It means a lot to us. And we will see you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.